TH, or I don't know anymore. Let's put it there first. Mainly just to scene we can paint up there with people living in the past. Most life was out in the villages, on the countryside. The big cities were not that big yet, which means life was like small town or village life everywhere. There was no electricity. You had all kinds of lights everywhere. Candles and lamps of different sorts, running on oil and whatever. Books printed on paper. Lots of books. Notes for musical compositions by famous composers. You can buy in note shops, go home and play in your living room on your piano together with your friends and family. Food being grown, sold in shops down the street. Fruits, vegetables, grains, so on. Some out there in some farm, they grew linen or hemp or wool, sheep. Spin thread, weave cloth. Others sell, buy their cloth, make nice clothes. Colored. Some artists painting paintings, especially for the church there in the middle of it all. And that's basically it, right? You read something, you listen to music, maybe you go out and you dance with your friends somewhere, maybe you go to church and you listen and you look and you pray, have your conversation with God, being taught something by the representative of God. And that's, yeah, and you work, you maintain yourself, either buying or selling, or running a little shop, or working for some little factory, the mill, grinding the flour. And that's it. And then you work and you get your salary and you go home and there's food and a home and you get wood, put in the stove and keep your home warm. And maintain your family. So what's the fun in life then? Well, I mean, I'm from a small town and most of my relatives lived in villages outside. And I still know the people living in my small hometown. They enjoy looking at the sun rising in the morning and going down the seasons coming and going, taking walks, looking at the flowers coming up, smelling them. And now it's winter and snow. Let's have a nice winter walk in the snow. Put on enough clothes. And then just being there with nature and each other, or just on your own, thinking about this and that, remembering this and that, maybe singing a song that you like, maybe thinking about a book you're reading, or something that happened, or something you would want to happen. Or maybe you're sad, or something you didn't want to happen. And this is human life. Now we can show that society. And how I would say the people are more peaceful and simple and harmonious life out there around them, but also I would say inside, because the two go together, right? And they were probably more satisfied with the simple, satisfied with what God gives, and to have good friends and living in a nice village, taken care of, and there's a king up there somewhere or whatever, protecting us and sometimes taking money from us, but what can we do? And I think that in those days, well, you saw what authors they had. I mean, what I'm talking, when am I talking? 18th century back. Probably things didn't change very much until they started by the second half maybe of the 19th century and into the 20th century especially. What happened? And then we have people now sitting here . We can look back at people then, a man sitting here in some kind of office with simple papers on the shelves, and much as things were when I was a kid, no computers, no nothing like that, maybe a telephone, big thing on the wall, but probably not even that. His calculator is one of those simple mechanic machines. And here am I. What is this world, which is now so digital? I could never imagine when computers came that it would become like this. And it's mainly, the difference now is mainly technical development, cars of course, but some other, it became more focused on growth, quantity rather than quality, But here we are. And if the people back then were more, since they probably had time with, there was not so much distraction. Hours and hours every day watching screens with nothing in particular on them. They read books. They were talking maybe important things. Sometimes, of course, playing and being silly. But quality, sincere people, serious sometimes, but, you know, responsible, well-behaved. That's how you should be. I'm talking what I saw the adults, especially the grandparent adults in my, when I was a kid. That's how you were. There were some rotten eggs too, but yeah, we know who they are. And then now, ironically, we're sitting here with this fantastic communication system and media for spreading knowledge about just about anything and everything. People are, many people, we are spoiled. We are stupid. We got a lot for free. But I think it's this materialism. The plague of materialism infected humanity. And made them nihilistic, dull, greedy, envious, small-minded. And then building societies where citizens are like cogs in a machinery. Living a routine life with not much excitement and happiness and adventure at all. Same every day. And that's a bit what this materialism, when it's allowed to take control, leads to. Or, well, the way I see it, it's time for some real practical knowledge of life itself.